I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
When I go out with Brittany, it's like I'll be a lot of times in like mostly black environments dancing, and I always just feel like I'm not ready for it, dude. I've tried to explain this to her.
Oh, I mean a black environment dancing?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I'm always like, fuck dude, no. I'm not ready to step up, dude.
No. I can't step up to the street.
I can't. I know. I'm like, I'm not ready. And then what's weird, too, is like, so we'll go out and it'll be, it all depends. Like, you know, sometimes we'll hang out with like white friends, mixed company. Sometimes it's like this couple was just black. And then we went on Halloween weekend and we went to one place and it's just all young, like 23-year-old, 24 white kids. And then you watch them in action. I'm like, God, I don't feel comfortable around this at all, dude.
I can't explain how much they suck.
I don't understand like the whole how every action of theirs has to be completely ironic at all times.
Yeah.
And then like I'm watching that and I'm like, and I'm watching them watch that and I'm like, oh, this is weird. Then we go to I guess the place we went to was like half and half, but I was just sitting there just like, fuck, dude, now I got to step up to the streets, dude. I'm like, fuck, I know. I was telling Brittany that the other day. I was just like, she went to a Jamaican party. And she was like, yeah, it was just weird. Like, I felt like I was like a European around like a tribal thing where I was like, I'm sorry, I don't understand. I'm like, welcome to my fucking world. She's like, we're around white people most of the time. I'm like, I don't feel comfortable around them either, dude.
Yeah.
I don't like anyone.
Dude, and I was walking around with baby girl wearing like a fucking short skirt, so literally every single dude we walked by was staring at her as hard as they possibly could.
Fuck, man.
And I'm like, I would stare at them. I'd be like, fuck, dude.
Exactly.
What's going on, man?
I'm gonna fuck you. I'll fuck you right now.
Oh, fuck you, dude. You wanna come?
Fucking suck you.
Is that what you want?
Dude.
You wanna come? You're looking at my girlfriend. Are you trying to come, dude? I'll fucking yank your dick right here, dude.
Dude, I might have hit the absolute pinnacle of jealousy the other day in Target.
Really?
Yeah. She pointed. Some dude walked by and she went, oh my God. And I was like, what? She was like, nothing. I was like, fucking what?
Oh, fuck that.
She goes, he just looks exactly like my ex-boyfriend. This dude was fucked, dude. It was this big fucking like Polak Russian looking, just jacked. And I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, I was like, whatever. I was like, I gotta get milk anyway. I'll meet you back over. I'm doing, dude, I fucking walked through the aisles and I'm just like staring this dude, total stranger. I'm just staring him down like, you think you're fucking cool, huh? And this dude's probably looking at me like, why do we have a problem, dude? It wasn't even her ex, but it was just some dude who looked like him. And I was just walking like, think you're fucking better than me, bro? I'll fucking kill you right now, dude. I'll fucking kill you for looking like your fucking ex-boyfriend, dude.
Yeah,
and the whole time I'm like, he's pretty fucking big, and I'm like, damn, was your ex-boyfriend that fucking big? And I was just like, I could fuck that guy up. I grabbed my almond milk, coconut milk blend. I'm like, fuck this guy, dude, I'm out of here.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, dude.
The jealousy thing.
I mean,
I'll never get over it. I don't know. I mean, I'm working on it right now. Like, I'm kind of at a point in this relationship where I'm.
It's hard because I can get over it, but that just means I don't give a fuck.
Exactly. So that's a weird spot to be in. It's like, all right, so if you and me are going to act this way, that just means I don't give a fuck, like,
I know.
Intensely.
Well,
like, I still care, but, like...
It's hard to separate that thing.
It's
dude,
tough.
I was arguing with my girlfriend about some bullshit today, where she went out last night to, like, a party, and I was like, she left, like, late as fuck, so
she's
like,
going to listen to that, and we're going to break up because of that comment.
Why?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Oh, because about not...
That comment is going to be a fight. Well, I just built a fight for myself in 2 days.
No, it's a real... Yeah, you just said...
In
you
2 days,
fucking...
I'll be eating lunch, and I'll get a text that's like, what?
You don't care?
Yeah.
Dude, well, that's... So, she went out to a party, and she was like, yeah, it was just like... She was explaining it. She was like, it was just like I couldn't understand what people were saying, because everyone's speaking patois and blah, blah, blah. And, like, people try to dance at me. I'm like, no, no, no. And I'm like, well, that's universal. Like, you don't need to speak the language to, like, be like, no. And people know what's going on.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. But, like... Her whole point was like, it was just, I felt weird. I've never felt out of place in a thing. And I was like, wait, so people were dancing with you? Like, she's like, no, I didn't let anyone dance. I'm like, well, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, dude, it was like.
She probably did. That's how I always think, too. Because
that's how I think. She's like, because she was like, yeah, well, my roommate was, or her old roommate was like, wait, were you dancing with that guy? And I was like, wait, were you? She's like, no, I'm saying that. I was like, get off me, leave me alone. I'm like, you fucking lying motherfucker, blah, blah, blah.
You
and I was
fucking
then when
lying,
I'm like, whatever, man. I just won't care. And I'm like, I won't care about anything. And I've also been studying, I've been reading the Tao Te Ching, the sacred text of Taoism, dude. And you're supposed to completely, I want to be a sage where you just completely cut yourself off and you're just like, you just walk around I've been trying to do it for the last 2 days. It's kind of mind-bending. Try to always stay in the present moment, which sounds like kind of cliched.
No.
But you literally, like, empty your mind, and just all you do is you just chill, and you don't think about anything or do anything till the moment of action calls
for
it.
So you're retarded.
No, because here's
the you're a retarded guy.
No, I'm telling
you. It's just like, I'm in this room now. I've only ever been in this room.
No, it's not even that. I mean, dude.
I know.
Dude, the doubt is fucking
the downs, dude.
The downs. The downs, they change, dude. It's really hard to do. And then you'd have to just, like, the whole time, like, you never let your – it's funny because, like, how much you get anxiety from, like, your brain will start thinking about stuff in the future, stuff in the past. And you're like – and I'll catch myself, like – and then you're just like, all right, chill out. You jump back out of it, and you're like, man, this is really relaxing. I really don't have anything to worry about. And you just walk around until the moment something pops off, you're ready for action right away, dude. So it's like
– Matt just air karate chops, by the way.
See, I've been studying, so I've been like, I don't know how to do the Tao about this. I'm so fucking mad at her. She's such a fucking bitch.
Yeah, so that's like, I think that's very just instinctive. That's all that is.
Yeah.
You're not insecure. I mean, I've had to come to terms with it a couple times with, I mean, a baby girl, that's...
But dude, so when I get in my...
Yeah.
When I get in my down mode and, like, my fucking babe is acting up, when I'm in the mode, it's funny because I'll, like, my girlfriend will be like, meh, 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 and then I get, like, I get in this thing, like, what the fuck's the problem? Now, like, yeah. I'm in this weird space where I'm like, why are you always mad all the time? Yeah. But I just watch her from almost from like a – I'll be right next to her, but it feels like from a distance. And she'll be like – and I sit there and just go, I'll be like, okay, well, what do you want to do? And, dude, it's like – it's kryptonite for babes.
I just did it.
It kills them, dude.
Just did it.
It kills them.
In the car.
Yeah. I'm talking about like next to – like sitting next
– Yeah.
Although she hung up on me today, and I was like, called her right back. Like, did you just fucking hang up on me? Apologize. But, yeah, the – dude, it's weird.
Apologize. I texted apologize. And I was like, what kind of fucking pussy am I, dude? I know. What am I demanding apologies?
But dude, it was so funny. Like, we will go to the gym and she always do this shit where she gets a little fucking, she doesn't want to go to the gym. She gets anxious or whatever. So I get that. But usually I'd be like, you just got to face your fears and blah, blah, blah. Now I'm just like, all right, if you don't want to go, we won't go. And instantly she's like, no, we'll go. And I'm like, okay, that's all I had to fucking do.
Yeah.
You can't let anxiety rule your life. And she's like, shut up. And I'm like, fuck. I'm just trying to help. I don't want to encumber you with this estate.
Yeah, the Chinese. That's, what do you think of the Chinese, dude?
I don't know what the fuck goes on in China, dude. Apparently they're like,
I don't either, dude. Apparently it they have wild.
Like, they're setting up the social credit system that is like a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah.
They're rounding up Muslims. They're making fake diamonds, which shout out to them for that. That's,
yeah, that's sick.
Good job, guys. Now you save me $3,500 at some point in the future.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, eventually, you know. Yeah, eventually, you got to fucking. Nice.
Are you proposing right now?
No. That'd be a sick proposal.
Propose over the gas.
Oh,
be
my
like,
God.
Babe, why don't you listen to episode 105? I got to sit through you espousing crazy shit for an hour. Make her really second guess marrying you.
Nah, that's not a bad idea.
It'd be like, well, if you got through that, what do you think?
That should be a proposal, dude. You should just sit in a dark room and just talk into a microphone for 2 hours. And if your bae can sit and listen to it and not just, like, fire up the Ford Fusion and take off.
My test for that is, like, babe, we're going to watch No Country for Old Men tonight.
True.
See how quick that cell phone comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, if you love me, you'll watch Chiguer fucking kill this dude.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
Instead of checking someone else's Instagram. Who's on there? Who's in your DMs?
Fuck
you
that, dude. Oh my God, I get so jealous. I see Snapchat alert. I do that shit. I'm like, oh, someone, I think someone Snapchat you. Oh, I don't care. You don't have to check right now.
Yeah, who is it?
I mean, is that someone you know?
What's it?
I'm not, yeah, dude.
Who's Ryan? Who's Ken? Yeah, the, I hit BBG with the fucking hard fucking real life DMs, dude. Just bringing to some good sold out helium shows.
Ooh. Yeah, man, that's...
Take a look.
That'll ratchet them down a little bit.
Take a look. You see how I live?
They see the masses go...
Once every 5 months. You see how I live? They love me.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, you can't take her to a bad show, though.
I mean, if you think about
stock plummets.
Any other job is relatively boring and unglorious. And even if stand-up, if only once every 5 months, a room full of people are just like... It's like, yeah. That's pretty fucking good, man. It's pretty
hell
sick.
Yeah.
That's pretty tight.
Hell yeah.
These are the thoughts, right? This is a drain. I start circling. I stand up on a stage. I'm like,
I should get pussy from this.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone please suck my dick, please.
I mean, it kind of does work that way. If If you do online, the combination of online dating and being a decent stand-up comedian is like fish in a barrel, bro. You bring them out, first date ever, they meet you, all they do is you just fucking smile upon them. And you're on stage at the Helium Open, like, crushing, dude. And they don't have a fucking choice, dude.
But.
That's unfair.
But to do what?
But to go home, dude, and fuck.
And fuck you?
Or, like, you know, maybe on the third date. You're doing that. You've definitely broke through their mental barrier of, like, should I give this guy a pussy or not? You've broken. Now it's just a matter of time. They're like, all right, I'm
going to sounds like the groundwork for an erotic fiction.
Maybe it's fucking.
Maybe it's a guy who takes a girl to an open mic. Next thing you know, you're tied up in a basement getting hit with shit.
Or next thing you know, you're co-owners of a house. Talking.
True. Next thing you know, she yells at you all the time, dating you.
And she's really mean. And for some reason, her stuff can be everywhere. But if you have one thing out, say a toaster, it's the end of the fucking world.
Oh.
And then when you point out the fact of the hypocrisy of the situation, you're now like someone at her job who can't accept fucking criticism.
You're exactly like that guy at work.
Mm-hmm.
Her work husband.
Mm-hmm.
You remind me of my work husband.
Oh, man. Well, it's a work enemy, but it is one of those things where it's like, that I don't understand, dude. When it's just like, all of their shit can be fucking everywhere. You have one, it's like, you're going to put that away? And it's like, your shit's literally, we can't use a table. We don't have a fucking dinner table because your shit's everywhere. You're going to put that away? Well, maybe you should speak up and say it bothers you. Why are you bringing it up now? You can't accept the fact that you're wrong. And it's like, no, you can't see the hypocrisy. You can't accept it. What the fuck? And then, dude, oh, my God. Don't get me started.
This is pure. I am definitely your therapist. This is crazy shit, dude.
You're my open mic for therapy. I'm like, all right, Shane thought that was pretty cool. I'm going to hit that.
I'm going to hit it to the therapist and see what they think.
Through my insurance, I get free therapy. So I could go to therapy every day if I wanted to.
I think you should.
That's how you're supposed to do psychoanalysis. You're supposed to do it, like, every day, like, four times a week.
How do you think Freud ended up with his?
What do you mean?
Fucking, you want to butt fuck your mom and
Freud's shit was finger your wild,
dad,
dude.
Kill your fucking bitch dad and fuck your mom with his dick,
dude. I told you how he was like interviewing all these. There was like this thing called hysteria when like SNIDs would just bug out of nowhere. I think they like all of like the mental diseases for a while they just called hysteria.
Yeah,
the chicks were getting hysteria. Like, they would just be like inconsolable, anxious and freaking out, and making shit up. And
making shit up.
Dig this, dude. Or just talking to voice, just yeah. Going bonkers.
Yeah, yeah.
But get this. So Freud, he's interviewing all these women who are hysterical. And through all the things, they're saying, like, my father. And he was doing, like, these were, like, high society women. My father molested me. My father molested me. My father molested me. Freud comes out and is like, yo, a lot of this hysteria is from people getting molested. And they were just like, yo, bro.
And every dad is like, yo, shut the fuck up,
these
dude.
These are high profile dudes. Yeah, and they were like, nah, bro. I don't think so.
That can't be it.
That's not coming out. Go back to the fucking notebook. Dude, Freud went back and came up with the term of, he's like, women secretly have rape fantasies and bought penis. Like, dude, like, totally flipped the script. Because he did that a couple times. His dad originally, one of the theories about, like, it was like patricide or something. It was like one of his theories where eventually, like, about like killing your dad, and his dad's like, that's retarded. And then he was like, all right, yeah. And he switched it to like the opposite.
Literally, yeah, he was, dude, like, here's my theory on killing you, dad.
Yeah.
And his dad was like, that shit sucks.
His dad
like,
bullied.
Sorry, dad. Sorry.
His dad bullied one of his theories, and he did a total 180.
The funniest theory was, I'm going to fucking kill you, dad. And he was like, nah, that theory sucks.
It was something like that. Or it was the opposite, where his dad fucking like crushed his theory, and then his next theory was like patricide.
Yeah, definitely.
It's so funny.
Fuck.
I mean, that's like what our like psychology is based on.
Dude, I don't know what is going on with you right now, but you are.
I'm in
firing.
School, bro.
You are so smart.
Much education around.
You're
me.
So smart.
I'm kind of dumb. I have a lot of knowledge in my head that just has nothing to apply. It's just like a swirl of like useless shit that I'm just
well,
like.
Now someone just listened to it for an hour and a half. Someone sat there with a swirl of useless shit. It was like, hell yeah, sick cast.
Oh, I know. That's fantastic. I had my jaw locked up while eating pussy one time. Literally, dude. Locked jaw.
Were you eating pussy in the float tank?
Shit, I wish, dude. I fucking wish. Now, I was eating pussy my freshman year of college in this dorm. Maybe my sophomore year, actually. And it was like 3 in the morning. I fucking jaw locked up. Was eating some pussy, dude. Finished a job. Was, you know, like.
Damn, you did it through a locked jaw?
I jaw locked. And I didn't notice I was eating so much pussy. And then afterwards, I was laying there. And I was like, I went to like crack my jaw and I just went. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Wow.
I laid next to this girl like from 3 to 4 a.m. going, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. Finally, I just went cracked after like 45 minutes of freaking out. Like, I gotta go to the emergency room. I smell like a pussy right now.
Damn.
Cracked it. I put my jaw back. I have a dislocating jaw thing. I have an unhinging jaw.
You're like a snake.
Pretty
you're
much.
Like, you're like the snake on the Don't Tread on Me
fuck. Pretty much, dude. I mean, I'm definitely Slytherin. I thought I was Gryffindor for a while. I'm more Slytherin than I thought. I mean, I don't like to admit it. There's a few things. That's one of the.
I'm Slytherin.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm a fucking dark Slytherin, dude.
That's true. You're like Crabapple, dude. You're Crabtree.
I'm like Draco's fat friend.
Crabtree.
Is that his name? Yeah. I'll fuck anybody up, dude.
No, it's Guilfoyle and Crabtree, yeah. Nice.
It's a good squad.
I'm fucking...
Draco's the man. He's just misunderstood.
I think I'm more like...
I was always a big Snape guy.
You like Snape.
I like Snape.
Did you follow the whole thing through?
First one, dude. I like
Snape. You
follow
Snape through?
I knew Snape was a good guy from the beginning, dude.
He was a good guy. I mean, Harry's dad was actually a jerk. That was a big revelation that
came out.
He
was a Jew?
No, he wasn't a Jew. He was a jerk. Harry's dad was a big jerk to Snape. Snape had a crush on Harry's mom.
Snape was trying to smash in this fucking bitch Jewish Harry Potter. Harry Potter's dad. What was his name? Gary?
It wasn't Gary Potter. No, it was.
Doesn't matter. Who cares?
Henry? I don't know.
Harry Potter's fucking lame, dude. If you like Harry Potter, you a bitch.
I just watched it all. I just watched the whole series with my girlfriend like 3 months ago.
Really?
Loved it.
You loved it?
I loved it.
What'd you think, dude?
I mean, I thought I was fucking Gryffindor, dude. I'm Slytherin. All the way.
You thought you're Gryffindor? What an arrogant fucking way to think.
I know. No, I'm definitely not. I'm not Ravenclaw.
You might be Hufflepuff. Please, you're just on the sideline, dog.
Then again, there were some hot chicks in the Hufflepuff house.
Really?
Which
movie? I hope it was the last one.
The very last one.
Yeah, once they started to make it like diverse, you got some fucking hot kids running around, dude.
Yeah, that was
year one of Hogwarts was a pretty white school. And
it gets,
I think affirmative action kicked in for these wizards.
Yeah, man. It got kind of dark. Towards the end got kind of, not like affirmative action, it got like dark, like the storyline got fucking. Yeah.
Well, then they switched from Hogwarts to Howard University for the last one.
You think so?
Well, they needed the diversity back.
Do you think that? That's true, though. Dude. The Muggles were oppressed.
Muggles are oppressed.
Yeah, so.
That's true.
There's the fucking true. Voldemort's basically the patriarchy. Slipping around in other bodies, and that's weird.
He is the patriarchy.
What do you got to plug? I don't know why the fuck I'm talking about this. You got me fucking going on Harry Potter.
let's get it, dude. Are you ready to stunt?
I'm just so fucking ready, dude.
How much are you ready to stunt?
I'm trying to peel out, dude. One of those little.
Yo, I listened to cards, dude. I was with Baby Girl today, and I played her Get Rich or Die Trying.
She never heard it before?
Never heard it.
She didn't know the passion.
She was too young, dude.
What?
Yeah, she knew like...
Into Club?
Yeah.
Of course.
But still, I was like...
She didn't know where it came from.
I was like, you gotta listen to this album. And then I started listening to it with her, and I was like, all right, I'm a fucking loser. what's going on, bro?
Chilling, man. I did a boot camp class
what?
With my girlfriend.
You and your girlfriend did it? Went to the gym together?
Well... It's not that simple. She has
you
like any
classes together.
She has like exercise anxiety, which I used to have. Like I used to be like real worried about like going to the gym because I thought I was gonna have a heart attack. So okay. She was like, but she was just dreading this class. Here, this is what I didn't know, dude, about like the fucking insane workout circuits of girls. Like I was just like, yeah, you know, I had to go. I used to be thinking I was gonna, you know, I used to be nervous to go to the gyms. I thought I was gonna have like a fucking heart attack on the treadmill because I could get little heart palpitations. So I'm like, look, well, I'll go to the class. You'll be fine. She was just dreading the actual workout was ridiculous, dude.
Yeah.
I, like, was doing it, and I was like, it was just me, her, and just girls. And I was like, why the fuck are these girls working out this hard? This is retarded.
Yeah.
It was, dude, I was in there, like, I was just laughing the whole time, because I'm, like, sitting there, and the guys, this dude who was teaching the class, fucking, as soon as he saw me, he was just kind of like, what are you doing here, dude? You're fucking up my time with, like, a bunch of girls. And I was just like, eh. And I was, like, I was just fucking around, like, he actually asked me, he was like, do you go to this gym? I was like, yeah.
Dildo.
I had some weird t-shirt on, like cut off cargos, dude. So I'm just like,
true.
Yeah, come on, dude. Come on. My hair is all fucked up.
You probably look like a complete weirdo.
Me and her looked like crack. I was telling her, I was like, people thought we were probably crackheads, dude. Because we were in there and I was just like, I was laughing the whole time, like fucking around. And like, it was just funny. But Dude, this was like,
honestly,
it was it was 45 straight minutes of like the most grueling, intense. It was like I was playing like D1 football. It was like,
yeah, that's why what it are is.
Girls working out this hard, dude?
That's Claire did that today.
They don't
she
need
went
to do that.
She went and worked out, and they do like circuits.
Yeah, so we did.
Yeah, so it's like box jumps, fucking throwing a medicine ball against the wall, throw it doing to the fucking ceiling. Like she explained the workout. I was like, damn, dude, I did that, and I hated it.
Yeah, man.
I hated it so much I haven't worked out in 10 years.
It was like, literally sucked. It was as intense as high school football conditioning. I was just like, why? And it's all for the love of sweet treats, dude. I'm like, if you guys just stop meeting each other, like, this can't fail you. It's like, you don't have to work out like a fucking D1 prospect, dude. And, dude, the guy was doing their kettlebell thrust. So it's just like the one where you pick up a kettlebell and, like, throw your hips out.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, like, it's just like literally, yeah. You just go like, it's humping, dude.
Yes.
It's weighted humping. And this guy is just going,
yeah, like, you hump like your forearm.
This guy was, push your forearm. This guy was like fucking hit and the whole time I'm tapping Brittany. I'm like, dude, he's fucking, and like, cause there, one girl was like really into this dude. I could tell.
Oh, really nice.
So the whole time tapping her. I'm like, oh my God.
Damn, dude, that's some girl's, that's some guy's baby girl going to the gym, staring at some fucking douche. This guy. Humping a kettlebell.
He was a jacked manlet.
What a nightmare we
he
live.
He was a
what
jacked a manlet.
Nightmare
dude.
World we live in. Oh, baby dude. Girls just out here cheating on you nonstop.
I think this girl, she could have had a boyfriend.
Women need to stop having sexual desires. Unless it's for me.
For sure. Absolutely.
That's my mentality. Women no, they need should. To not want sex unless it's me.
Well, it is. It does depress me slightly to like be so cliche as to being like, oh my God, the guy who teaches the boot camp class. It's like, you want to get into this psycho's fucking world, dude?
Yeah, true. Also, I
want to
go back.
Watch himself in the mirror the whole time and his pecs on top of you. Just like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's. I want to go back to you and your girl both dressed and look like crackheads.
Yeah, she wore sweatpants during the whole workout.
Yeah, so this is going to make me, this is a kind of a racist comment, but if I see an interracial couple and they're dressed like crackheads, I'm like, they're 100%. Like, that's why they're together. They joined forces.
I could feel
they, like, need to get their fix, dude. So they joined forces on their quest. They're like, normally we wouldn't team up, but we have bigger fish to fry.
Exactly, dude. I was like, telling her, I was like, you know, everyone thought we were crackheads in there. Because we would, like, during the workout, there was this one Asian girl who every single time in between the station would stop and, like, she was peeking. I would catch her peeking at us the whole time.
She was. Like, what the fuck? She was peeky.
She was peeky blinding us, dude. Like,
what?
It was the funniest thing. Because in my head, I'm laughing, like, what are these girls doing, dude? Are they this fucking, is this how lonely it gets, dude? The professional girl. You're out. You don't know. You want to have kids, but you want to be a feminist.
Bro.
You don't want to lose. Why do I want to have kids? I'm fighting my body. Women shouldn't be the ones raising kids. It should be anyone. Da, 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 da. And all you can do is just 1,000 Spider-Man push-ups, dude, while this weird jacked manlet stands over you humping a kettlebell.
Like, you're really making good gains. You look good.
I was in there watching it just like, this is fucking insane. And then the whole time showing off my girlfriend doing the jump rope, like crisscrossing.
Yeah, crisscrossing.
I was fucking crushing
Hell yeah.
It. I was crushing it.
The world women live in must be just like the pressures to like, imagine getting on Instagram and every person you see is like hot as fuck.
And you cared.
And you care. Like if I see a hot dude on Instagram, I'm instantly just like, what a fucking douche, dude.
I know.
Like what a douche. It's hilarious. But like if you're a chick, you're like, damn, that's the goal. That's what I should be.
Yeah.
Like, I can get on and look at the fucking Rock, dude. Fuck the Rock.
Exactly.
I'll see that guy and be like, what a fucking tool.
What a loser. When a girl opens up Instagram and sees a girl who she perceives as being more attractive than her with, like, more likes and all this stuff, I think they literally, it's like they get the feeling of someone walking by them and, like, pushing them out of the way and standing in front of them. They're like, oh, God.
What if Instagram was just chill-ass, funny, fucking cool dudes? Like, every time you got on, it was just a cooler dude than you. It's just like, oh, fuck.
That would kill me.
Fuck?
That would kill me, dude. Some guy's, like, hits me with a take on, like, the Trump bomber, and I'm like, fuck, that's so funny. I catch my girlfriend watching that. I'm like, why'd you like that? What's going on?
Why would you like that guy's stuff? My stuff's funny. I was looking at your Instagram, dude. Did you notice
that? I saw
it
this
had
morning.
90 likes.
I love that, dude.
So funny. Matt has a picture of a dead possum, and underneath it, it's like, the Easter Bunny delivered all his treats and then found a nice place to die. It's so fucking funny. To lie down and die, dude. It's so funny.
Yeah, my Instagram is popping.
Me and baby girl were laying in bed going through your Instagram last night. Funny. And then we were watching all your old videos, the like go out and vote one. It's so fucking funny.
Yeah, I looked back to that when you brought that to my attention. I have like ones where I'm just like yelling at dudes, nodding out.
Oh, the dude nodding out. You're like Monday motivation. You're like, yeah, bro. Bro. Get up. Wake up, bro. He's like, sorry, man. It's a guy nodding out.
Yeah, so I dreamt of banging some lady. But I'll tell you how I really screwed up is my bae, she's said she's been feeling stressed lately. She's having a rough week.
Yeah.
The weather's not helping. You know, it's been raining. It's cold again.
Mm-hmm.
She sent me this nice long text message before bed. And it was like, write me something back so I can read it in the morning when I wake up before school and I'll have a better day.
Yeah, nice.
And so I fell asleep without sending anything.
Oh, man.
And then, so I woke up this morning at like, well, today at like noon. I woke up at like 11 with a text that was like, nice, thank you. I was just like, fuck. Hey, so she got a lunchtime message. I sent her a nice message.
Your lunch is going to be great, babe. Fucking love you.
I love you. You're so smart and sweet and beautiful. I had to throw one together real quick. I was like, it means so much to me that I love you so much.
Yeah, that's what Brittany used to do. She would do that for me. If I had like anything important, like a show, it would be like a long, like she always remembered, like it was almost like uncanny, like right before I go on stage, like, you're the best, you're gonna do so well, blah, blah. And if she has like really important shit to do, she would come home and I'm like, well, how was today? She's like, I did the bow. I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck, forgot about that. Yeah. I never am like, you're the best, babe, you're going to kill it. I know. She's like, I told you 10 times. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry, I totally forgot.
Yeah, and also, I think my girlfriend, she can lie and get away with it when it comes to like, yeah, I told you I was doing that today. Or like, if I'm like, yeah, I have a show this weekend, I told you that. She's like, no, you didn't.
Oh, dude,
And I'm like, okay.
Fuck, that pisses me off.
She's right every time on that, because my memory is...
There's no way you can put yourself... Dog shit. Yeah, there's no way you can put yourself... Well, I had to do something Sunday. I told her like 5 times this Sunday for the Gerbys thing. I'm like, I got to do it. It got canceled, and I'm like, it's coming up.
This Sunday?
Yeah. I was like, it's coming up, blah, 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 blah. Then today she sent me a thing for like a fucking science fair or some shit. It's like an adult science fair thing. Just the onslaught of bullshit. So I see that and I'm like,
whole science fan. I'd rather watch Natasha Leggero and Moshe Kasher's Netflix.
Fuck special. Them, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That is, dude. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's basically it's as if I were to agree to go to the science fair, but put that on the level of a Netflix special. When your girlfriend's like, "We should do one together when I'm pregnant," and you're such a bitch. You're like, "Yeah, I'll tie my comedy career to your thing and act like you're my boss."
Yeah,
dude. And dude, what an unoriginal bullshit trope of like, I'm the idiot husband and you're the smart one. Yep. Oh, it's like, come on, dude.
She's the diva and I'm just the, you know, just a cuck husband that's just kind of a pussy.
It used to be like the dumb husband stereotype of like Homer Simpson beer drinking. Now it's like the overeducated liberal cuck. Like, yeah, babe, whatever. It's like, ew, dude.
I like Homer Simpson, dude.
Really, I much prefer Homer, dude. Simpson,
because that's what my dad was like.
I mean, dude, if I was Moshe, I was telling you, I wouldn't let my wife do stand-up while she's pregnant.
You got to check your bitch.
I don't want her fucking raising her blood pressure and getting all fucking adrenaline. It's like, nah, dude.
If my bitch is pregnant, you're bedridden for 9 months.
You're in a straw hut drinking milk, dude.
Yes, I'm going to get you the finest.
Surrounded by my other wives, dude.
The goat's milk strength to raise a strong boy.
Dude, Shane showed me like 3 minutes of that, and it was just like...
That's about as far as I got.
God damn it, it was bad.
So her opening joke goes like, she's like, so yes, I'm pregnant. Don't clap too hard. I'm still in the abortion phase.
Yuck.
I might get one. Depends on how you guys do as a crowd. But she opens with a sick abortion joke, which is tight as fuck.
So powerful.
I feel like women that are edgy don't do that enough. And then, wait, my jokes are all sick. This isn't about me.
Nah, dude. No one's treading your ground, dude. No one's treading your ground.
Don't fucking tread on my material, dude.
No one's treading on your
ground. Retarded people are funny. That's my entire act. So, what was it? It was like abortion into... She's like classic misdirection. She's like, it's so powerful to have a human... Like, I'm creating life in my body. And also, I don't want to get too choked up when I say this, but... It's going to be 5 months until I can do another drug.
Ugh.
And she's like, what if I just took a toke and, like, the baby was a little fucked up?
A little glitchy.
A little glitchy. And she's like, the bar has been set so low that even if it was a little messed up, it could still become president of the United States.
Ugh.
Unless it's a girl. It's like, damn, she even capped it off with some sexism.
I remember that was 3 minutes and 42 seconds into it. She covered all the ground of hacky female comedy.
Abortion. Trump.
Yep.
I love drugs.
I'm an alcoholic. I have a drinking problem.
Sorry, I love vodka and weed. Sorry.
Hello, vodka. It's me, Chelsea Hanna. Dude, it's so shitty. It sucks, too, to, like, if you watch, she has, like, a fur jacket on. She's trying to, like, personify something. It's like, you're not being a real person.
Yeah, I know.
You're being a fake, weird thing. And it's, like, it sucks because if you're dumb enough, you're like, oh, my God, yeah, this is great. But if you're, like, just a smidge smarter than that, you're like, this is all bullshit. This is stupid.
I see right fucking through it.
You're trying to say what – like, who should have been president besides Trump? Fucking leader of the Clinton crime family, bro? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, man.
Fucking
every Empress. Every time I shit on a comic on here, I usually feel bad. Sucks, but we do have a decent lineup of comics we've shit on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.